I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I thought it'd been cut, but apparently hadn't been cut.
Wait, so wait, he's not on the team, right?
No, he is. Yeah, he's one of the six wide receivers.
Oh, look at that. He did make the team.
Yeah.
Good, because when I saw that report initially, I'm like, well, who's returning kicks?
Yeah. I actually think he should be cut for a running back, but we'll see. They'll probably end up being Gage, I would
say. Where was the confusion there? How did he end up getting
cut? Somebody tweeted out that he had been cut, and it was an actual reporter. And I think I took the bait, or maybe I got Uncle Chapsed. That has happened occasionally.
I thought it was Pellicero that had it yesterday initially. And then like an hour or two later, Mary Kay had tweeted out a refute to that report.
Mm.
I've been redlining people that have been getting cut all along the way. I had DeAndre Carter in the red line and didn't even... Oh, good thing you said something, because they're going to be like, so who's going to return kicks here, Nick? What's the deal with that? Hey, can we trust Isaiah Bond? I don't know.
But not to be too conspiratorial.
Yeah.
Deontay went from number two reps, like getting significant first team reps as the number two wide receiver, to being cut inside 2 weeks. That is a huge, even though they didn't owe him any money, that's a pretty significant change. And I just have to feel like this wasn't just all about the football.
Yeah, it's interesting. He dominated. There was like a 4 or 5 day stretch where he legitimately dominated.
Yep.
And it's funny because it was actually one of the couple days that we were out there, we saw him look really good. And maybe if one of the big lessons that we have coming out of this is there's a lot of people that end up looking really good and really bad in camp, and we just can't make that much out of it. If that's what it ends up being, it's what it ends up being. But he was really in the driver's seat. He was impressing a lot of people, making a lot of plays. And for him to fall off the way he did, it's, pretty startling.
So I kind of felt about Deontay Johnson the way I felt about Dustin Hopkins, of which I can't really pound the table for a player who, in the case of Dustin Hopkins, played awfully last year and cost you some games that prematurely ended your season.
Mm-hmm.
With Deontay, I didn't really want to sign him in the first place because of the off-the-field stuff. That being said, he was here. He played well. So it's weird for me because on one hand, I'm like, I felt with both those players, I was comfortable going into the season and let's see what happens. The Browns did not. I think it's interesting the guys that ended up getting the roster spot. I would have liked Deontay Johnson at least start the season and see where it goes from there, just because the other wide receiver room really is just not inspiring. I think we're a little too close to this, like Browns fans, a little too close to see how really depressing that room is until somebody steps up and makes a play.
Well, think about it. We make someone like Jamari Thrash into a way bigger deal than he actually is. That's just the reality of it. Like,
I mean, same thing with Cedric Tillman that you pointed out in the last segment.
And same thing even with like Gage Warvaden, you know? Like, I mean, there's like, we make these guys into a way bigger deal than they really are. Like, Jerry Jeudy is the only person on this team right now that has a real case across the NFL that if something happened and the Browns needed to get rid of him, he'd have the value. It's really about it.
Well, so I wonder if having Joe as your starter at the beginning of the season maybe made you more confident with a less proven wide receiver room. Because I think the one thing that Joe has shown, he made David Njoku 2 years ago. He made Amari Cooper look like
Njoku never looked better with him. Yeah, and Amari had that the 250-yard game against the Texans in week 17, 16, somewhere around there.
I mean, David Bell had a moment or two. Elijah Moore had his best games as a Brown with Joe Flacco. So there is a part of me that, well, okay, I would have kept Deontay. Didn't want him in the first place, but I would have kept him just to see if he could, you know, give you something at the start of the season. But there is a part of me that's like, wonders, all right, it doesn't really matter with Joe because he's such a pro. As long as these guys are getting open, which is what the offense is about, right? On schedule throws.
Yeah.
Joe's going to give them a chance to build something no matter what the names on the back of the jersey are.
It does get you a little excited about Joe Flacco because you do have that belief. And I think if there's anything from a couple years ago that'll stay with me is how much better he made some of those players that you just discussed, how much better he made them game in, game out. Like, I started to have a belief in all sorts of guys that up until that point, it was just kind of hit or miss.
I think the only problem is the obvious, which is what if he gets benched early in the season? Because Dylan Gabriel's not, Dylan and Joe are going to have to play similarly in this offense, but Dylan doesn't have the upside of Joe. Meaning, like, I'm talking about on the arm upside.
Yeah.
So the throws down the field that Joe would make, they got you those big.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plays. Until Dylan proves he can consistently throw down the field, there's going to be a lot of attention paid and just keeping the wide receivers in front of you.
No, you're putting, whether it's Dylan or whether it's Shador, any one of these quarterbacks, you're putting them behind the eight ball. Like, you're not giving them a great opportunity when it comes to in the situation to thrive. And think about it. Even in the third preseason game, you had the injury pop up to Posick, and everyone's like, oh, but this year is going to be different with that offensive line. Imagine by the time Dylan gets in, you're going to have two or three guys in that offensive line that are probably banged up or injured in some way or another. You'll have all sorts of wide receiver issues the way that we're talking about. We don't even know if Judkins is going to be on the field. Like, it's not an ideal setup.
216-474-0092. How much trust do you have in the wideout room as the Browns did move on from Deontay Johnson? It's weird because, again, I did not necessarily think Deontay was the right call when they signed him, but I saw enough, at least early in camp, that I just kind of assumed he was going to be on the roster. And now you look at this, and it's like this putting a lot of the onus on Joe Flacco, who is 40, and who might be down to his last few starts with if this thing really doesn't go well. I think you feel better with Joe than you do with Dylan with this wide receiver room, but if Dylan's on the other side of this seven games in, you're really not giving a rookie quarterback much to work with.
No, you're really not. You really aren't. But listen, they gave Deontay Johnson enough of a chance, though. They really did. Not only in the preseason games that we saw with the drops he had, in particular in the Carolina game, we had Ashley on, and she talked about the joint practices, and that's not something we were able to see, but Ashley was able to be there. Apparently, he just was awful against the Eagles in that little stretch, and you know they care about these joint practices.
All right, now we really got to get to the heart of the matter right now. And again, if you guys want to get in on this, how much trust do you have in the wideout room? Charlotte Hornets number one hater, a.k.a. Johnny Boy underscore number two on Twitter.
He's the Hornets number one hater?
I think he might be. Oh, well, remember, Cavs, Hornets rivalry.
Oh yeah, that's a big that's a big thing.
And so Johnny Boy number two, not
is this
Johnny
just
Boy
a listener that
one.
Came from Carolina and now listens here to us?
No, it's this is the Johnny Boy is a Cleveland fan.
He's a Cleveland fan.
I think this ties back to the rivalry week thing. Okay. I think
he's taking the joke. Longer than he needs to.
But he sent this to at afternoon 923 FAN. Will no one correct Nick Wilson? At Nick Wilson says on how he says the word roster. It's not a roster. Do I say roster weird?
No, listen, I don't think so at all. We have been, Mac, I think, is it fair to say we're very quick to point out when you say something just a little off? The same way you guys are very quick to point out when I say something just a little
correct.
Off? So
thoughts
I would not be.
Prayers.
I would not be shy. It's
thoughts and prayers, yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so we would not be shy in this instance to tell you if you said roster wrong.
Roster.
Roster.
I didn't know there was a way to mispronounce, rather.
Well, how does he say you're saying it?
He's saying roster.
Like, how is he spelling it?
R-A-W-S-T-E-R.
Oh, I thought he was going to do the R-A-H, like the Pat McAfee.
Yeah, like roster. Roster or roster. I've heard it both ways.
I'm saying
like there's
roster.
There's almost like a Boston accent that he wants to give you in there.
Yeah.
McAfee calls it the Pittsburgh accent, but it's almost like a Boston accent that he wants to throw in there.
Roster. Are we hearing this clear?
Roster.
Hmm.
We got nowhere. So not only is this guy taking his Twitter handles too long, he's also derailing our show.
Well, if he was Johnny Boy number one, he wouldn't be doing this. I think we all agree on that.
Johnny Boy number three would never.
Wouldn't have the gumption to do that. 216-474-0092. Are the Browns set at wide receiver despite cutting Deontay Johnson? I do think it's going to be interesting how they get the extra back. There's a part of me that thinks it's going to be Quinshon Judkins. It's just once roster settled down, they might finally come to a deal there. I think it's going to be one of the four tight ends. But considering the roster makeup, it wouldn't surprise me if it's whoever they consider to be the sixth wide receiver, whether that's Carter or Gage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the entire time, I thought they were going to take five wide receivers. I didn't think they were going to take six. And then here we are with six.
216-474-0092. How much do you trust or how much trust do you have in the wide receiver room? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.